Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this weekend edition of the Giant Take podcast. We have the Giants versus Saints and a preview to that game that we're going to talk about right now. Josh here with my friend and my co-host, Alex. And, there's only one word to really describe why we're here on a Saturday morning with you, and that's finals. They got to us, and they struck us in a way that we cannot record this podcast on, you know, equal times between the both of us. Unfortunately, and it comes to the point where we still want to give you an episode, but it does come a day later than we normally would and on a weekend. So we apologize for that. I'm coming home. We're recording this, though, Friday night. I will be home tomorrow morning. Alex is already home for the break and the holidays. So we're excited and happy to be with you. But again, apologize about the episode recording. Don't blame us. Blame our schools for giving us finals. That's what I have to say there. Alex, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I just got back home, so back in the great state of New Jersey. So happy about that. You know, it's fun holiday season coming up. So hope everyone's, you know, either enjoying their holiday season currently or going to enjoy it in the future. And it's a big one here for the Giants. I didn't think I'd be saying that, but Saints, a very winnable game. Tommy DeVito on a 3-game winning streak. Can he make it 4? Against the Saints defense that has not been very strong so far this season. And it's definitely a winnable game, and we'll have to see if the Giants can step up to the challenge here on Sunday. They're going to the Superdome, a notoriously hard place to play, but you know, the Superdome obviously has been a little bit quieter this year with some poor performances, a lot of underperforming you know, from this Saints team that was expected to be a playoff caliber team and has been kind of falling a little bit short of that. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all works out.
Yeah, Alex, we'll have to see if the Tommy DeVito train continues to roll. And let's roll right into our news headlines. I think I'm going to take the news headlines. I'll take Tuesday's practice updates as well. And then you got Wednesday and Friday. Couldn't really find anything necessary from Thursday. So let's start out with the news. We have Wandell Robinson had his best game of his career on Monday Night Football. He also clocked his fastest time at 20.25 miles per hour this season. And we got some good news. Along with Wandell Robinson having a good day, the Giants offense had another good day, which makes them not the 32nd ranked offense in the NFL anymore. Let's go. That honor belongs to our friends who share MetLife Stadium with us, the New York Jets. The Giants in offense, I think it's probably offensive yards per game, is now at 267, while the Jets is at 266.8. So just ahead of the Jets, even though Zach Wilson got awarded the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. On the other side, it was Tommy DeVito that got rewarded the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. And another playoff update for the New York Giants. Well, everyone's talking about how, oh, the Giants are only one game out of the wild card. They're only one game out of the wild card. Well, let's talk about the percentages a little bit, right? They have a 0.4% chance of making the playoffs. That's according to ESPN Analytics. So it's less than 1%, even though they are only one game back of the final spot. Why? Because there are so many teams with more wins than the Giants, either by one or by two, a couple of teams by two. And that is the reason why the Giants stand at this point in time. I know everyone says, oh, we're only one game out of the wild card. A lot of teams have to lose on Sunday in order for that to occur. And I actually just noticed that I wrote the same thing twice for some reason. So the news is also what I have for Tuesday, but it's really just news. I guess Alex can take Wednesday and Friday if he is still able to. Right now, the past couple minutes, Alex has, I think, gone through a roller coaster of emotions as we're recording in front of us. Just a little bit. I mean, you've been sick for like 2 weeks now. I don't know if it's a college life that's gotten to you, but in the past, the past 2 minutes that we've been on this call, we have had a couple sneeze attacks. We've had a camera shut off moment too. That was a little bit of a scare. The camera was fully off for a good 30 seconds. We have no idea what happened to Alex. For all I know, he could have jumped out the window, walked back into the front door, came back upstairs, and got back to his room where he's recording. I wouldn't know because the camera was off, but he's back now and he's ready to take over for Wednesdays and Friday practice updates.
All right, no one cares about my personal issues here. Getting into Wednesday, Tommy DeVito was once again named the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. All the Giants on the active roster ended up practicing, including right tackle Evan Neal. Tight end Darren Waller is getting closer per Brian Daboll. He's still on IR as of Wednesday, but he was hopeful when talking to the media that he would be activated later this week, and sure enough, he was. He had no issues with the hamstring. He was activated off IR, he's going to be activated off IR, and he's expected to play against the Saints on Sunday. They have officially until 4 p.m. to activate him. All right, now transitioning to a similar topic here in the injury report, let's start with the Giants. Obviously, we have 3 days of practice and the game designations, which we usually don't have, so a little bit extra for me to read, but that's not a problem. Cordell Flott with a shoulder injury was limited all 3 days. Dexter Lawrence with a hamstring injury was limited all 3 days, and he has a questionable designation for Sunday. Evan Neal with the ankle was limited all 3 days. He has a doubtful designation. Aziz Ojulari was limited on Wednesday, but full participant the other 2 days. A'shaun Robinson with a hamstring was limited all 3 days. Paris Campbell with a knee was a full participant all 3 days. Isaiah Simmons and Darren Waller popped up on the injury report on Thursday and Friday as limited participants. Waller is questionable. Cam Brown with a hamstring was limited on Friday. Justin Pugh with a calf was limited on Friday, and he is questionable. And then Wandell Robinson was limited on Friday, but no designation for him. And then moving to the Saints now, Isaiah Foskey with a quad injury. He did not practice all 3 days, and he is ruled out for Sunday. Kendre Miller with an ankle injury didn't practice any day, and he is out. Chris Olave with an ankle injury did not practice any days this week, but he is questionable. Andres Pete, with his illness, did not practice on Wednesday, but he was full participant the other 2 days. He has no designation. Taysom Hill was limited on Wednesday and Thursday with a foot injury, but he was a full participant on Friday. Cam Jordan was limited all 3 days with an ankle injury. Rashid Shaheed was limited all 3 days with a thigh injury. Ryan Ramczyk has a knee injury. He was limited all 3 days. Jamal Williams was limited all 3 days with a groin. And Peyton Turner popped up as a limited participant on Friday with a toe injury, and he has been ruled out. Jamal Williams and Ryan Ramczyk also questionable. I forgot to mention that leading into Sunday. That's our Giants injury report. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with our NFL picks.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, everyone, we're back here on the Giant Take podcast after Alex wanted that much-needed break for him. I'm taking over for the NFL picks. Last week, Alex went 7-7. I went 8-6. So another winning week for me, but still another very close one. Well, here's a perk of recording on Friday night. We get to see the results of Thursday night football. And boy, did we get that game wrong. Both of the Chargers winning that one. And sometimes we record late into Thursday night that we know the end of the game, or we're close to the end, or we're at halftime, or we're at the beginning. We know the full result. And the Chargers got absolutely...
so bad that Brandon Staley lost his job.
So bad that Tom Telesco lost his job as the team's general manager. So bad that the defensive run game coordinator and defensive line coach Jay Rogers also lost his job. Three down. Let's see how many more to go as the days prevail for that Chargers organization. We're hoping the best for Justin Herbert and the rest of the squad there in LA, because I love that team. I think in the past they've
been... That's weird, bro. Why do you love a team that's not the Giants?
I like that team, okay? Is that a better term? Jesus Christ. I love Justin Herbert. Is that okay too? Or no, we're not allowing it. This is coming from a guy... This is coming from a guy that is in love with Russell Wilson and was in love with the Seahawks when he was on that team. And now you're transferred to a Broncos fan because Russell Wilson went there. But I can't have a crush on Justin Herbert because of how well he played in Oregon and how it's translated to the NFL.
You can only like Tommy Cutlets.
I don't want to hear it from you. Anyway, we're going to go to the rest of our NFL picks. I don't know why I'm talking about it like this, because Alex, this is your thing.
Yes, let me get into this. Thursday night, we just talked about it. Chargers, Raiders. We both picked the Chargers. We were both very wrong. Starting Saturday football, Vikings, Bengals, clash of the backup QBs. We both have the Bengals, Colts, Steelers. We both have the Colts, Broncos, Lions. I'm riding with Broncos country. Josh is going with the Dan Campbell Lions.
Wonder why.
Shush. Bears, Browns. We both have the Browns. Falcons, Panthers. We both have the Falcons. Bucks, Packers. I'm going with the Packers. Josh is going with the Buccaneers. Jets, Dolphins. We're both going with the Jets. Chiefs, Patriots, we're both going with the Chiefs. Texans and Titans, we both have the Texans.
4 o'clock window now. 49ers, Cardinals is the first game in that slate. We both have the 49ers winning that game. Commanders, Rams, we both have the Rams. Cowboys, Bills, the 4:25 game. I have the Bills just because, simply, I don't want the Cowboys to win, and you normally do this with my NFC East picks. If it's against a team that I think has a chance of being the Cowboys or Eagles, I normally always choose that team. But Alex, he's putting his fandom aside and choosing who he thinks is actually going to win, and that is the Cowboys. And I agree with him there, but still pulling for the Bills in that game. Ravens versus Jaguars, you both have the Ravens winning that one. And then Monday Night Football is Eagles versus Seahawks. Unfortunately, I don't think the Eagles are going to beat the Seahawks are going to beat this Eagles team. So I have the Eagles winning that game, along with Alex. Our players to watch all start with the Saints is Alvin Kamara. I don't think we're going to see that much of throwing from Derek Carr in this game. Alex, I don't know about you. And if he is throwing, I don't know how good it's going to be. But Alvin Kamara, that's the true, I think, number one guy on the Saints offense. It was a few years ago. I think it still is today, even though he isn't as good as he once used to be. I think he can definitely tear apart this Giants team if he's used effectively in the Saints system. Although I don't think he will be, because I don't think he will be successful is what I'm going at, because some guy named Dexter Lawrence is going to stop him, along with breaking through this pretty bad Saints offensive line. He should eat up in this game. I'm expecting the entire defensive line to eat up. I think Wink is going to be able, this is another team where Wink Martindale can use his expertise in the blitzing game to send the house a lot of the time and pressure the offensive line and the quarterback. I think if they do that successfully, the Giants will win this game, and we'll get to that in my score prediction. But I just really like the matchup that these guys are going to have on defense in the one-on-ones, and that's why I have Dexter Lawrence as my player to watch for the Giants.
All right, heading to my Giants player to watch, I'm going with Wandale Robinson. He had the game of his career so far last week. Can he replicate it? Can he be consistent? The Giants have lacked a consistent receiver for years. Can Wandale Robinson be that? If he can put up another 100-plus yard performance, maybe grab a touchdown, that would be really, really big for his development and the development of this Giants offense. And then for the Saints, he didn't practice this week, but he is questionable. Chris Olave, we saw Deontay Banks. He had a great game last weekend against the Packers, or on Monday Night Football, excuse me, against the Packers. But to be fair, people were saying, and they have, there is some truth to this, Packers don't really have an alpha number one receiver. They don't have an elite guy. They don't have a top 20 receiver in this league. The Saints do in Chris Olave. And if he is not matching up against him, how is he going to do? Chris Olave, he's really important for the Saints offense. Derek Carr has been hesitant to target him at times, but that has gotten a little bit more frequent in recent weeks. So I'm excited for that matchup. I'm excited to see the dynamic with him and Carr. And especially when the focus kind of shifts off of Kamara, what are they going to do in the passing game? And then my score prediction, I'm going to go, Tommy Cutlets has changed everything, man. He's changed absolutely everything. I'm predicting a Giants win, 20-17. I think it's going to be a close game no matter what. The Saints are not a great team. The Giants aren't a great team. I think it'll be a battle of mid-tier teams to low-end teams. And 20-17 seems like a perfect scoreline. But give me a couple of Tommy DeVito TDs.
Alex, I'm right in agreement with you there. 24-16 is my final, with a Giants win, by the way. And I'm really excited for this game, honestly. I think it's going to be a fun watch. I think it's going to be two even match teams, like you said, and not the best part of their seasons. But Giants only one game out, as everyone likes to say, even though we talked about it earlier in this episode. It's one game out, but it's really, really low percentage chance of the Giants make it to the NFL playoffs. I'm interested to see if the Giants win this game, where their NFL pick is still going to stand. Will it still be a top 10 pick? Will it not? The question remains to be answered in a day from now.
Saints for sure, right? Because then they'll be even record but have the tiebreaker with the win. So they're at least going to go up one spot, at least.
And with that one spot, we're going to take it one step to the end of our episode here. Thank you so much for listening thus far. And we appreciate you listening. If you want to keep listening, hit that subscribe button, drop a 5-stars rating and or review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening. Maybe those high ratings will just, you know, nurse Alex back to full strength and full health so he can be ready to watch this game by Sunday. We'll have to wait and see. You could follow us on our...
That and not going to bed at 4 a.m. and waking up at 9 a.m. would probably be for the best.
This is also true. Again, blame the university, don't blame us.
Exactly.
The Giant Take Pod on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Alex on Twitter at Anorian23. I'm on Twitter at Joshuolo29. And all that stuff is going to be in the description if you want to check it out yourselves, rather than, you know, it coming from me telling it to you, I guess. Alex, wrap this one up for us.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to today's episode of the Giant Take Podcast. Hope everyone has a good pre-holiday weekend or post-holiday weekend, whatever you celebrate. And we'll hopefully be back recapping another fourth straight, maybe, Giants win. I can't believe I'm saying that. Peace.